We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled Quill's Postcards, Message in a Bottle Rocket. If you enjoy this episode, remember to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.
Who wants a story?
Oh yeah.
Let's go.
Welcome to Story Spectacular. I'm your host, Angie. Today is a very special show. We are going to read a message from a bottle rocket. I wonder who and where it's from. Let's open the message now. Dear Earth Kids, my name is Quill, and I'm from the planet Quark. I'm in the third grade at Eclipse Elementary. My class was given the assignment to send some postcards showing what life is like on planet Quark. I chose to send my postcards to you, Earth Kids. Let's be pen pals. First off, I live in a spaceship on stilts with my parents and our Zog Zax. Near my house, there's a playground. It's where I like to ride my hoverboard. Some of my friends like to ride their hoverboard up on Crater Ridge, but I don't like to go there. Do you want to know a secret? Even though I live way up here in outer space, I'm afraid of heights. There was this one time when I was able to ride my hoverboard all the way up to the top of Crater Ridge, but once I saw how high up I had reached, I was too afraid to ride back down. I guess you could say I space chickened out. Good thing my trusty Zog Zax came to the rescue. I sat down on the hoverboard while Zax towed me back down to the bottom of the ridge. Maybe someday I will try to go up there again, but for now, I just like to ride my hoverboard here on the nice flat space pavement. Next to the playground is a comet ball court. We play until 30 points, or until all of the balls spontaneously combust, whichever comes first. I also like to play Whisbee! So does Zax. On Zen days, I have my Zuba lesson. I still need a little work. At night, before bed, I like to read my favorite vomic books. And I always take a look out through my telescope. Oh, cool! I think I can see your house from here. Hey, Earth Kid! Then I go to bed in my zero gravity chamber. Just kidding, it's not really a zero gravity chamber, it's just my space blanket fort. Life sure is fun on planet Quark. I love all of my space hobbies and activities. Maybe you have some similar activities that you like to do on your planet. Maybe you even like to dance. Here is some of my favorite space music for you to jam to. Postcards coming soon. Until then, have a rockin' orbit. Thanks for sending us postcards, Quill, and for sharing some of your groovy space music. If you'd like to see Quill's postcards from today's episode, go to storyspectacular.com/postcards. While you're there, you can find out how to be pen pals with Quill and send in a postcard of your own. I think Quill's postcards are out of this world! And speaking of out of this world, Tildy is back with some fun facts about space. Tildy is a tortoise. She is one of the oldest living creatures on the planet. She has traveled all around the world and has seen many, many things. She's joining us here today to share three fun facts. Isn't that right, Tildy?
That is correct, Angie. I've been all around and seen just about everything there is to see. Today I have some fun facts about space. Fact one. There are all kinds of objects floating around in our galaxy. Sometimes a space rock will fall from the sky and land on the ground. This is called a meteorite. Think about that next time you pick up a pebble.
Gosh, I'd like to find a lucky space rock.
Fact 2. Many planets have volcanoes on them. The planet Mars has a volcano so large that it is 3 times the size of Mount Everest.
Wow, that's the tallest mountain on Earth. That's one ginormous volcano.
Fact 3. Our planet Earth has just one beautiful moon, but the mighty planet Jupiter has at least 53 moons.
Wow, I'd like to moonwalk on all of them.
Too, Angie, me too. If I ever become the first turtle in outer space, I'll be sure to come back and let you know.
Sounds good to me, Tildy. Come back again soon to share even more fun facts.
Goodbye, young ones.
Today's show was out of this world. We heard from our space friend, Quill, and learned a little bit about his home planet, Quark. We also learned some fun facts about space from our friend, Tildy the Tortoise. I think space is stellar.
Story Spectacular.
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To purchase original children's books and to watch spectacular videos, go to storyspectacular.com. While you're there, you can check out Quill's postcards. If you love the show, then take it on the go. You can download full episodes of Story Spectacular on your device and listen to them offline. That way, you can enjoy your favorite stories anytime, anywhere. Spectacular! Thanks for listening.
Goodbye, young ones.
See you next orbit!